Oh, good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your home on this beautiful Monday morning. And today we are going to be studying Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 25. In today's reading, the people have heard Ezra read the law. We read about that last Friday. And they respond with worship, prayer, and confession. The prayer in this passage is a summary of God's faithfulness, including creation, the promise to Abraham, the exodus from Egypt, the 40 years in the desert, and the conquest of Canaan. So let's go ahead and get started. And of course, today's guiding word for us is prayer. So let's begin as we read Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. On the 24th day of the same month, the people of Israel gathered to fast in order to show sorrow for their sins. They had already separated themselves from all foreigners. They wore sackcloth and put dust upon their heads as signs of grief. Then they stood and began to confess the sins that they and their ancestors had committed. For about 3 hours, the law of the Lord their God was read to them. And for the next 3 hours, they confessed their sins and worshiped the Lord their God. There was a platform for the Levites, and on it stood Jeshua, Bani, Camdiel, Shabani, Bunai, Sherebiah, Bani, and Shanana. They prayed out loud to the Lord their God. The following Levites gave a call to worship: Jeshua, Cadmiel, Dani, Hashabini, Sherebini, Hodi, Shabani, and Pethali. And they said, "Stand up and praise the Lord your God. Praise him forever and ever. Let everyone praise his glorious name, although no human praise is great enough." And then the people of Israel prayed this prayer: "You, Lord, you alone are God. You made the heavens and the stars of the sky. You made the land and the sea and everything in them. You gave life to all. The heavenly powers bow down and worship you. You, Lord God, chose Abram and led him out of Ur in Babylonia. You changed his name to Abraham. You found that he was faithful to you, and you made a covenant with him. You promised to give him the land of the Canaanites, the land of the Hittites and the Amorites, the land of the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, and to be a land where his descendants would live. You kept your promise because you are faithful. You saw how our ancestors suffered in Egypt. You heard their call for help at the Red Sea. You worked amazing miracles against the king, against his officials, and the people of his land, because you knew how they oppressed your people. You won then the fame you still have today. Through the sea you made a path for your people and led them through on dry ground. Those who pursued them drowned in deep water as a stone sinks in the raging sea. With the cloud you led them in daytime, and at night you lighted their way with fire. At Mount Sinai you came down from heaven. You spoke to your people and gave them good laws and sound teachings. You taught them to keep your Sabbaths holy, and through your servant Moses you gave them your laws. When they were hungry, you gave them bread from heaven and water from a rock when they were thirsty. You told them to take control of the land which you had promised to give them. But our ancestors grew proud and stubborn and refused to obey your commands. They refused to obey. They forgot all you did. They forgot the miracles you had performed. In their pride, they chose a leader to take them back to slavery in Egypt. But you are a God who forgives. You are gracious and loving, slow to be angry. Your mercy is great, and you did not forsake them. They made an idol in the shape of a bull calf, and said it was the God who led them from Egypt. How much they insulted you, Lord! But you did not abandon them there in the desert, for your mercy is great. You did not take away the cloud or the fire that showed them the path by day and night. In your goodness, you told them what they should do. You fed them manna and gave them water to drink. Through 40 years in the desert, you provided all that they needed. Their clothing never wore out, and their feet were not swollen with pain. You let them conquer nations and kingdoms, lands that bordered their own. They conquered the land of Heshbon, where Sihon ruled, and the land of Bashan, where Og was king. You gave them many children, as the stars are in the sky, and let them conquer and live in the land. You had promised their ancestors to give them, and they conquered the land of Canaan. You overcame the people living there. You gave your people the power to do as they pleased with the people and kings of Canaan. Your people captured fortified cities, fertile land, houses full of wealth, cisterns already dug, olive trees, fruit trees, and vineyards. They ate all they wanted and grew fat. They enjoyed all the good things you gave them. And today's key verse is Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. You are a God who forgives. You are gracious and loving, slow to be angry. You know, when the people offered up this prayer, they just wasn't lip service. They took off their nice, comfortable clothes, and they put on sackcloth. That's kind of like wearing a burlap bag, and they put ashes on their head and threw dirt up in the air. And these all were signs of grief. This is what people would do if a loved one had passed away. This is how those people in that time would exhibit their deepest grief. And that's what they did, is they recognized how grievously they had sinned. And it led them to grief, but their grief led them to prayer. And now it's going to lead us to prayer. Let's pray. Gracious God, you alone are the Lord, the creator of heaven and all the stars. Because of your great mercy, you never abandoned your people and you never abandoned me. I'm grateful for your blessings of forgiveness, healing, and renewal. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be back in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 26 through 38, where the people continue their prayer of confession. Until tomorrow, then, may God keep you safe in the palm of his hand is my prayer for you.